just not stuff them on share.
So you're choosing not to show the juicy details and instead say, I black out for 8 hours. That'll make them not concerned about me.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a lie.
There's so many things wrong with you that I have so worried about.
I'm just saying.
I have no idea.
I have an amazing memory. Would you like a little bit? Borrow it to you.
I'm just saying, there's even sadder things that are interesting I choose not to share.
Man, I hate people that do that. I told you guys everything. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you told us zero. actually, someone told us more than you told us.
Yeah, probably.
Like, how was your week? I'm going to talk about Jamaica some more. Bitch.
Kind of let everyone down. Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new edition of Rufflecast. I am your host, Achilles, joined, as always, by the young gay man to my older gay man, Kayla Quinn. What is up, girl?
Oh, you know, just living the dream.
And to my right is the darkest hour that Dunkirk's my get out. Engineer Soman Ray Robo Ray Ryder.
Wait, are you saying I'm black? Because no. You threw get out in there.
Yeah, but Dunkirk, there's no black people in Dunkirk.
Dude.
But the other movie is called Darkest Hour, so I don't know. I feel like you're sending signals here.
You're right. The movie about Gary Oldman playing Winston Churchill called The Darkest Hour is referring to black people.
Well, in conjunction with Get Out, then yeah.
Okay, hold on. How does Lady Bird fit into this?
She's got red hair.
What's that movie about?
It's about a lady who's crazy.
It's about Saoirse Ronan having.
But they love each other.
Yeah, being teenage rebellion.
It's about her playing a way more younger character than she should actually be playing.
How old is Saoirse Ronan?
I don't know. She's like
66.
She's not old. She's not old. But like when she was in her like 15, 16 years, she would have been perfect for this movie. And I think that's what they felt like. So they just cast her anyway.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she's 19 now, but whatever.
Like she doesn't, I don't know. She doesn't seem like a 15-year-old. I haven't seen the movie yet, though, so I can't really judge. I like her. Like she's a great actress, but.
Oh, yeah, name three movies you liked her in.
The Host. I think that was her in that one, right? What did I see her in recently that was actually good, though? It wasn't a popular movie. It was something on fucking Netflix or something.
I don't know if what her stuff came right to Netflix. I had to look it up. So Lovely Bones is a horrible movie, which is actually exactly like three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
No.
Yeah, it is. Not really. Because there's white people in it, and I didn't like it.
you didn't like it.
And there's some sort of pedophile in it.
Atonement. There we go. That's one of the ones that are.
Was the three billboards guy a pedophile, or is he just a killer?
I thought he like sexually assaulted the girl.
I did pass out for like a significant chunk of that movie.
I guess technically he was a pedophile, but he wasn't like an old man. Like he was a younger.
Pulled a Ray on that one.
The Lovely Bones dude wasn't an old man. He just had old man glasses.
Yeah, but he was like 40 compared to her 14 years old.
Yeah, 40's old.
13 year old. Like she was a 13 year old girl.
How old was the dude in the billboards thinger?
He looked like he was like 25. And she was 17 or 18.
Yeah, so
I think she was 18. No, it's still bad, but I wouldn't consider him a pedophile.
Yeah, I've never heard of this actress.
He's just a piece of shit.
Who's Saoirse Ronan?
No. Yeah. Oh, Hannah. Hannah is a good movie.
She was born on April 12th, 1994, which makes her age.
Oh.
And 80.
She's like a week older than my girlfriend. Okay.
Oh, wow. You mean that 40-year-old German guy that's catfishing you? Yeah. She was in Brooklyn Atonement, which is an amazing movie. Hannah.
Hannah's an amazing movie. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it.
She played the girl in the Galway Girl short for Ed Sheeran's video. Make sense?
Oh, I think Brooklyn was the one I watched. It wasn't very good.
Brooklyn, we go hard.
It's not about Brooklyn.
Oh.
I love movies.
Oh, she was in Grand Budapest. She was great in that.
I love films, but I haven't seen any of
them. Oh, she's going to play Mary
Stuart. Hold on. Ray, you haven't seen any of these?
On her list, yeah.
Oh, my God, Robbie's playing.
I would say watch Hannah and...
Yeah.
Grand Budapest.
Grand Budapest, maybe even City of Ember. Atonement, for sure. It's a great movie. Yeah, she has some interesting picks, though. She always picks really interesting movies. And she did a good job in Lady Bird. It's just like one of those.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen all the Oscar movies. Yeah,
I saw the part of the Lovely Bones on TV, and then I decided to watch all of Real Steel instead.
Since Lord of the Rings is my favorite movie of all time, trilogy, I guess, when Peter Jackson was directing his next movie after, I was like, oh, I'm going to like follow this because I love him as a director. And I like read the book and everything. And I'm like, oh, this book sucks, but maybe he'll make it good. Then I watched The Lovely Bones and I was like, oh, no one can make this good. It is garbage.
Speaking of Lovely Bones, did you guys watch the Oscars?
Yeah, I did. And speaking of Lovely Bones, have you seen The Shape of Water? Because apparently so Lovely Bones can be shaped like fish bones.
And hidden in a pouch in your body.
Kind of like when I'm cold. I get it, dude. Yeah. I get it.
Fish
fucking. All right, let's get to the Oscars. Kayla is going to take us through this because I'm an emotional wreck right now.
It's okay. Your penis will come back out. You'll be okay.
Are you talking about letting Kayla take you or your penis? Which one are you talking about?
I'm trying to tell you, the guys, I'm the one that started the ovens in Auschwitz in 1937.
But did you shut them off? Did you remember to turn them off when you left
the house?
Do
you know how they shut down the ovens in Auschwitz? A bunch of the Jews were like, hey, they're just killing us. I don't think we're actually going anywhere after like 3 years
of being there. Why do you always come back to this no matter what we talk about?
Isn't it like Dunbar's Law?
It's always about Hitler.
Yeah, see, Dunbar's Law. It's like an actual law Dunbar's Number is what I'm thinking of. What's it called? Klein's Law? There's a certain law. Engineer Ray, look that up. There's a certain law that every... Oh, I have to do something?
Godwin's Law.
Godwin's
Reductio
Law.
Reductio ad Hitlerum. There you go.
There you go. Can you read out what the definition is for Godwin's Law?
Godwin's Law is an internet adage that asserts that as an online discussion grows longer, the probability of a comparison involving Hitler approaches 1.
And for those who don't know, 1 means 100.
That means it becomes much more likely.
Mm-hmm. When to become one.
But that's Hitler specifically. If we're just talking about, like, killing Jews, I don't know.
I need some love.
I don't think there's something specific for that. We could call it Kelly's Law.
Yeah, baby.
I had new love. Now I'm back for more.
I met the tears, baby.
Set your spirit free. It's the only way to be. Games we both were playing, empty words we both were saying. Let's work it out, boy. Let's work it out, boy.
I'm not familiar with this music.
Oh my god, you're
I hate you.
That was your verse, dude.
This is why you're dead to us.
Kayla was
No, what song is this?
Oh my god.
Seriously?
It is the British National Anthem. To Become One by Spice Girls.
Is it?
Yeah.
No,
wait, is it the British National Anthem?
Yes.
Yes.
This is what they sing instead of God Save the Queen. There's a really good part there where there's like a resolve and Kayla's getting teed up because they pass back and forth, right? Like, so I was going to do those lines and then you were supposed to jump in and do Baby Spice's lines. Yeah. And then.
Which one is Baby Spice?
She's the fat one.
And we described her way differently.
No, that's not specific enough.
Only in the face.
Yeah, in the body.
Actually, Sporty Spice is a little bit fat in the face.
Sporty Spice is sporty, though.
So?
She's skinniest one. Now Victoria is. Yeah,
I was going to say posh. Posh Spice.
Listen, we got to move on from this song. We might get taken off of YouTube because our rendition was so accurate, it sounded like the live recording.
I mean, yeah, you have a very beautiful...
We should call this episode Spice Girls Acapella.
Yeah. Go through the entire album in between the talk.
Yeah. Well, I can't even name 3 more songs from that album, to be honest. But
I could.
But I could sing all the words to them. I just don't know the names.
There's Stop.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I'm doing the dance.
And you got to do the... Thank you. I was just going to say you have to do the dance.
Okay, what else? What else is on that album?
Is that the Wannabe album?
Is that the first album?
Or is that the album before?
I think that's the one before. Yeah. Because the other one, that album had like, I'm giving you everything. That song.
And then Spice Up Your Life was the third one.
Spice Up Your Life, every boy, every girl.
Fine, spice every girl, up spice life. Up your yeah. life, people of the world. That one.
She can decide exactly. You're having a good time. Oh, this is great. We should do a Spice Girls cast and just review Spice Girls songs. Can we? Yeah.
I love them.
We'll sing them in a cappella, each individually, one right after the other, exact same words. And then we'll discuss the lyrics.
Just let me know so that I can sound like 5% less bad than I always do. Because then I can just like
we'll get auto-tune for it and stuff. We'll call it Spice Cast so people turn in looking for like cooking techniques and get this bullshit.
We're like, we're going to heat it up in a different way. I'll make bad jokes the entire time.
What's spicier than the newest album from the Spice Girls? And by newest album, I mean an album that came out 15 years ago.
And then can we do an Ace of Base one?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they have only two albums, so that'd be easier. I think Spice Girls have like four.
Or Aqua.
Oh my God, yes. I can probably do every Aqua song.
What about the Venga Bus?
No. The Venga Boys was the album. Venga Bus was the song.
Venga Bus.
I thought it was the other way around.
What about the Sexy Backs? No, that's Justin Timberlake, right? Can we talk about the fucking Oscars, please?
Yeah, all right. So you watched the Oscars, Achilles?
I did. I watched a lot of it.
Did you watch the Oscars, Ray?
No.
Neither did I. Okay. I just saw a couple speeches. But anyways, so Best Picture, we had Call Me By Your Name.
Boo.
Did you see it? You've seen all of these, right?
Yeah, Call Me By Your Name is about a little boy getting raped by an older man and then Hollywood accepting it.
Is it pedophilia?
It's like, pedophilia. He's a child. He's 15.
Oh my God, really?
The guy's 40. It's disgusting.
No! I wasn't sure because I haven't seen it, but like I like was kind of concerned. But now I know my concerns are
proper. It's crazy how accepting people are of like young kids just getting fucked by older men and now they want to make a sequel. Who makes a sequel to a Sundance movie?
But like if that was like an old man, and well, I guess they used to do that with like the movie Crush and shit back in the remember like that movie with Alicia Silverstone?
Yes,
yeah, they used to do that, and that was okay back then. So I guess it's just like you know. Anyways, then we also have The Darkest Hour with Gary Oldman, who's great apparently film. You know doing bad things now that it's just coming out because he won an Oscar.
What did he do? What did Gary Oldman do? God damn, did he method act?
No, it's they're bringing up There were claims he beat his wife, but these were already debunked by, like, court. His wife was coked up.
They were saying they had, like, a video of him, like, choking her out or something. A recording. Like,
but, yeah, this case was already thrown out.
Wasn't there sexual harassment, too, though, that was just brought up about him?
No, he had some bad things to say about Jews.
Oh, yeah, he picked up for Mel Gibson. That's what it was.
But then he apologized, in a weird way. I was talking about this to my Jewish friend. Let me read it. He said he apologized for defending Mel Gibson later, and he said, I hope you will know this apology is heartfelt, genuine, and that I have an enormous personal affinity for the Jewish people in general, and those specifically in my life. The Jewish people, persecuted throughout the ages, are the first to hear God's voice and surely are the chosen people.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Oh, my God. He went dark biblical.
Wow.
Swung too hard in the other direction.
No, Ray, well, I'm not fascinated by a speech. Your delivery was better than a Gary Oldman performance. It was incredible. Holy shit, dude. That was awesome.
Aside from that, The Darkest Hour is a good movie. I should watch it.
It's a movie.
It's a movie, okay.
I've been watching a lot of The Crown lately, so this is like I'm seeing him in it.
Oh, yeah. Wait, yeah
did
yeah.
Gary Oldman get fat for The Darkest Hour or not?
No, he's wearing a suit like an amateur.
It looks real, though. Anyway, ongoing.
Real actors get fat.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like every female actor. Like Jared Leto. Role. You want me to get fat?
Jared Leto was like, I'm going to gain 80 pounds for this role. It's going to be an Oscar. And no one saw it. It's about the guy who shot John Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
He gained 80 pounds for that role. He looked completely unrecognizable. And no one saw the film. Like, this movie sucks.
I saw it.
Did you like it?
I can't remember, so probably not.
Yeah, there you go. So he does this forget blast movie and has to lose all the weight immediately and try to act like people forget. And he did it. He looks great.
Yeah, it looks wonderful. Great. Sexy man. All right. And then we also have Dunkirk. You saw that. I know you saw that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Then we have Get Out, which I've actually seen and enjoyed. And then we have Lady... Your pick? All right. And then we have Lady... Was it? Lady Bird, which...
Is a film.
Yeah.
No, I like it. It's funny.
It's a film. There's a lady. There's no birds. Then we have the Phantom Thread. Is there? Okay. Then we have Phantom Thread.
There are threads, nobody, no phantoms.
Nobody actually heard of until the Oscar.
Yeah, they should call it the Phantom Audience because no one saw it. The Phantom
what? It's like oh, finally, he done a movie in 4 years and didn't win anything for it just because he does a movie every 4 years.
Go back to cobbling, old man.
Yeah, we're over it. Yeah. And then we have The Post.
Which is a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie. It has Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. Dream team, they say.
Yeah.
And then we have The Shape of Water with the fish-fucking.
Fish-fucking.
And film. Then we have Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Or as I call it, the movie with no resolution.
Yeah, but that's how real life is, man.
Oh, that's what I hate when people do that. That's what I hated about fucking
sometimes in real life,
Bones.
There are no answers.
Yeah, there aren't. And guess what? I don't want real life. I want a fucking movie.
Yeah, he makes a good point.
All right, so you said your pick would have been Get Out. How about you, Ray?
What no, we- I think my pick would have been Dunkirk, but I believe that the movie that would have won was Get Out. That's what I would have bet on, and I was wrong.
Do I have to pick from the nominees?
Yeah.
No, no.
You can. Then you can you can mention an honorary nominee as well if you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, which rule do I go by, Kayla's or yours?
What?
Say you which said, one you would pick out of these, and then say which one you would pick out of not these.
Okay. I have to look up the Oscars first. I don't know.
The link is right there. We read them all out.
Yeah, I just told you all
guess
of
what,
them.
Ray, guess what? You don't get a fucking say on this one.
That's fair. The Oscars are a sham.
So who took home the gold for this one?
Fish fucking. Woo! Fish fucking. The Shape of Water.
I am desperately
the world is crazy. Any of these.
Well,
yeah, well, that's why you failed this podcast.
It's not like you do a movie podcast or anything.
I've only seen four of them.
It's hard to watch movies and you black out for 8 hours a day.
It's true.
I may have watched all of these. I don't know.
I can't remember.
He opens up his hand.
Well, Thor's not on here, so.
Ray, on the back of your hand, does it say, don't believe his lies, written in ink?
Do you have tattoos you didn't have before?
No, it says, please wake up.
Even worse. Okay, so I knew that they were going to go ethnic on this because of Meryl Streep's speech last year. So from that, we can immediately wipe out Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, The Post, and Phantom Thread, which is about white people doing white people things. Call Me By Your Name still has a shot because it's about faggots. Lady Bird has a shot because it's like about poor, crazy white people. Three Billboards is about race relations and stuff. So I guess we can hold on to that. And then Shape of Water was, you know, like it's almost like watching a movie that was translated from Spanish. Like the screenplay was written in Spanish. They translated it and they're like, make a movie out of this. So it's a little bit off kilter. It's like The Room with the pacing is all wrong, but people love it. And that's The Shape of Water. So Shape of Water is a very well-crafted movie. I think it's a very good movie. I like that it's like a really pretty fairy tale, self-contained. Great. Three Billboards, although it was like meandering structurally all over the place, fucking tonally all over the place, didn't fucking go anywhere. It's kind of a brilliant movie.
Actor-wise, especially. Like, all the actors are amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they all did a good job, although Frances McDormand was a little bit one-note, which is, we'll get to that.
She's super weird in real life, man.
Yeah, but that's what I thought. I was like, man, this lady's the best actress ever. Then I saw at the Oscars, and I was like, oh, no, she's just like that. That's just who she is.
Except more. Yeah. Like, she toned it down for that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
She was supposed to be a little sad, you know, her kid's dead.
Be like you, but like 30% sleepier, and she's like done. I guess that's like a feat in itself.
She just got stoned. It was great.
But we know that, okay, politics aside, like with the political shit that they only have really, you know, four things you can pick from. If the Academy was brave, they would have picked Get Out. But it was made everyone way too uncomfortable to acknowledge this type of shit happens.
Yeah.
And like the tone or the kind of message was going for. Also, they'd never give it to a horror movie. It just never has happened and never will happen.
Yeah. Yeah, they
so
refused.
They gave it to A Fairy Tale, which is shocking because I thought three billboards would be an absolute shoo-in for Best Picture. But I was disappointed. I was very, very shocked.
Because, okay, for genre films, they're going to give it to something fantasy over sci-fi, but they would give it to sci-fi over horror.
Yeah, absolutely. But they would also give it to drama over either, like...
Then they just like genre water piece. More, I guess.
But it's not a better movie by, like, any metric.
No.
But I like it better. I mean, I personally enjoyed it better, but, that, like, my personal enjoyment has nothing to do with the quality of the film.
Yeah.
How do they assess Best Picture? What is the criteria they actually use?
I actually don't know, and I don't think there's any set standard for what their stuff is.
It's just like they vote on it or some garbage?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look. There's no criteria.
Jesus, see, that's what you get.
They put all of it into a hat and then they pick one.
People
and then if they get the one they don't like, they say, let's put it back and pick another.
That's
like,
so funny.
Maybe there is, but it's not publicly available criteria.
It's like they pick Get Out and they're like, oh, I don't know if in America that and does we're about picking to this movie. Let's pick a different one. Shape of Water, fish fucking, you got it.
Yeah, we love fucking fish. It's nice.
Yeah. And, I mean, this guy gets, like, he should get an award because he's been making movies forever.
He hasn't really, and he hasn't even made good movies. It's There's so many things that just don't make sense.
It's like the good movies that he has made, everybody knows, but they forget about all the other movies that
he's made. One good movie. That was Pan's Labyrinth. Yeah.
Yeah, Mamas. He made Mama, right?
Was okay.
That movie was awful.
No, he produced
voters
it.
Are not asked to pick their favorite film when they fill in their ballots. Instead, they are asked to rank the films from most preferred to least preferred.
Okay.
I would love to see those lists.
But criteria is still, you know.
Okay. All right.
Guillermo had an acceptance speech where he mumbled some fucking Spanishy accented bullshit to the mic. I make films. I ruined The Hobbit, even though I thought he was like it.
Didn't he talk about stuff about like not being from America and being
I'm
able to make films?
Foreigner,
I feel like that's what he was trying to get across. Yeah. Like, you know, stop kicking people out of America because they're not white.
I couldn't get across it because of his shitty accent. So.
He's also a white Mexican, so it's weird.
Yeah,
I grew up around Newfoundlanders, so I have to decipher language all the time.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's watch this clip real quick. I'm posting to the Discord now, and we'll watch this clip.
I think this is like honestly the only part of the Oscars I actually saw.
We'll watch this 3 minutes of the Oscars. We'll see how it goes.
Are we playing it right now?
Yeah, whenever you guys are ready.
One, two, go. Takes forever.
Who the fuck is this old dude?
This Warren Beatty. He did it last year and fucked up the name, remember? Did you get it right this time, you stupid motherfucker?
Yeah, he makes a joke about it. I love you, man! The
Shape of Water. Oh my god, the director of Hellboy, they gave me an award.
So do they just have cameras, like, straight in the seats?
No, there's four wandering cameras. You'll see them. See, you can see them right there.
Okay.
Sally Hawking should have won something, man.
Yeah, she deserved the award before anyone else in that fucking movie.
I agree.
We'll get to that. That's funny. Well, I thought he was going to go in for a full mouth kiss.
On live television?
Yeah, why not? I'm foreign. That's what we do. We're gay.
Growing up in Mexico as a kid, I was
white.
Foreign film. Foreign film like E.T. or William Wyler or Douglas Sirk or Frank Capra. And a few weeks ago, Steven Spielberg said, if you find yourself there...
Growing up in Mexico, my father could only afford me GoBots, not Transformers.
That you are part of a legacy, that you're part of a
hey,
world
Jew.
Of filmmakers, and be proud of it. I'm very,
which one?
Very proud. I want to dedicate this to every young filmmaker, the youth that is showing us how things are done.
Really? What are the youth doing that's so amazing?
In
right
every
now?
Country in the world.
Blacking out for 8 hours a day?
You're not a youth.
Yeah, you're
with movies. Relative to you.
In Mexico,
I am 100.
This could never happen. It happens. And I want to tell you, everyone that is dreaming of a parable, of using genre fantasy to tell the stories about the things that are real in the world today, you can do it. This is a door. Kick it open and come in. Thank you very much.
I thought you'd be like, this is adorable.
So fucking mute is real. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then it gets super awkward because this guy tries to come and talk and they don't.
Oh, yeah. And they cut out his mic. Okay, we'll cut it.
So we don't need to watch that part.
Where he's like talking to Mike for like 5 minutes before he realizes, yeah, it's not playing right now, dude. All right. Let's get back to the Oscar Pikes.
All right. Are we moving on to the next category?
Next category.
The next category is actor in a leading role. We have Timothy Chalamet from Call Me By Your Name. I probably said that wrong.
No, that's right.
Of course, Daniel Day-Lewis because...
Me, like Call Me By Your Name. But other than that, you pronounced it perfectly.
Eat a dick. Daniel Day-Lewis from The Phantom Thread because he always has to be nominated.
Fuck you, Cobbler.
Then we have Daniel Kaluuya.
Yep.
From Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Gary Oldman from The Darkest Hour. And then we have Denzel Washington from a movie I never
Roman heard of. Roman J. Israel Esquire. I actually didn't watch that one yet, but I do want to watch it. It looks pretty interesting.
I've never even heard of it. What is it about?
It's a legal drama.
Yeah, legal drama.
Oh, I like legal dramas.
About black
people. All right. Mm-hmm. Actually, this, yeah, there's like two people of color made it into this.
As Roman J. Israel Esquire, Denzel Washington plays an idiosyncratic lawyer who finds his idealism tested after years of making sacrifices and eschewing personal comforts.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is Israel a last name black people have?
No.
Why are you going to be racist like that, man?
I'm not. Is Israel last name anyone has there?
Nope.
I'm sure somebody has it.
It was adopted by Zionists, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. And
the Zog machine, yeah.
You're weird. Why do you keep doing that? It's very disruptive.
What?
the blowing.
Oh, I thought I muted my mic.
No. You have it this entire time.
Oh, I've just been blowing my nose right into the microphone this entire time.
You're working for Zionists. I know. Oh, God.
Shit got real. I was like, doesn't he? Anyways.
I realized, no, I was muting it on the recording, but not for you guys.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll do it for both somehow.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. Who would you guys choose out of those to win, preferably?
Ray, you can go for this one. Welcome back.
Remember, I haven't seen any of these, so.
Yeah, but you can base it on the actors that you like before or the trailers.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
You'd choose Gary Oldman. Okay.
Oldman gives a performance a lifetime. Don't get me wrong. Darkest Hour, he's a motherfucker, but. Daniel Kaluuya in Get Out made me feel things, and
that's who I would choose as well. That is exactly who I would choose.
It's just weird, like that TV show Skins from like back in, you know, early 2000s.
Oh, was he on that?
Yeah, it was him and Dev Patel, and like there's some other famous British actors that have come out of that show. Ray, do you want to look up famous people that came out of Skins?
I love Dev Patel. He's a sexy, sick man.
He is a brown person. I appreciate that he's around. I'll give you that. Timothy Chalamet did a really good job of pretending he wanted Armie Hammer's 10-year-old.
Wee-wee.
D.D. Lewis does good in the movie, but I don't remember the movie. So
yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm sure, like he's a great actor, but I feel like it's like a
Nicholas
bitch move to be like, I need every 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead, Ray.
Nicholas Hoult, you know, the Beast.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Is famous.
There's a girl that came out of it, too, that's famous now, too, isn't there?
They don't list these in... They list these in a paragraph, not as a list.
Why aren't you just going on to, like, the IMDb page?
Because it doesn't list off who gets the most famous.
Yeah, but you could... Like, they'll be first in the names.
No, they won't, because they're not the main characters in the show. Yeah.
Nicholas Hoult is third.
Kelly Brook. Who I think is the hottest woman who's ever lived, in my opinion.
Oh. Oh, Catherine Prescott was in that? I didn't know that.
There you go.
Is she a famous person?
She's getting there. She's an up-and-comer. Oh, and her twin sister was in there, too. That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. The one that nobody knows.
Yikes. That's
oh, yeah, there's Daniel Kaluuya.
Hannah Murray, isn't it? She's in Game of Thrones. She plays Gilly.
Jessica Sula was in Split.
Oh, there you go.
Lots of people. Oh, my God. There's 7 seasons of this? Damn.
Yeah, but not enough, I'd say. Remember how much Dev Patel sucked in that fucking show and how stupid his hair was?
Stop hating him, because he's better than you.
I love him.
You just don't want to admit it. It's hard.
No, I like him. The girl from The Maze Runner is on that. Was from that show.
The chick from Game of Thrones.
I said that
Which
already.
Chick?
Gilly.
I didn't hear you. Gilly. I didn't know that. I didn't know she was in. Sorry. I wasn't
you
paying attention.
Fucking bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
I can't read names and listen to you at the same time.
Ooh, the guy from Snowpiercer.
Oh, good movie.
An amazing movie.
Yaman.
Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of favorite famous people. We can just sit here and a girl from Rain.
Go for, yeah.
Like, I'm assuming if I click their name and it says best known for his episodes on Skins, it means they didn't become anything, right?
What girl from Rain was in it?
Like a girl that was on that show that was also in this one.
Thanks. Thanks for that. That really cleared it up for me.
You're so lucky to know me. This is boring as shit.
I thank my blessings every day.
Listen, a bunch of famous people came out of this show. Just fucking trust us.
Gary Oldman won.
Yeah, Gary Oldman. He deserved it for a lot of other things, but I'm glad that he got it for this. I would have loved to see Daniel Kaluuya make it, because I think he deserves it over everyone else. I don't hate the winner.
Yeah.
I'll give this one a sweep.
I mean, nobody in the category is the worst.
Hugh Jackman for The Greatest Showman.
For Logan.
I agree.
All right. Moving on. Now we have actress in a leading role, because it's still separate, and that makes women mad. Mm-hmm. We have Sally Hawkins from The Shape of Water.
Should've won.
We have Frances McDormand from 3 Billboards. Very we good. Have Margot Robbie from I, Tonya.
Should've won.
We have Saoirse Ronan from Lady Bird.
Should have won.
And then we have Meryl Streep from The Post.
Should not have been nominated. The fuck Agreed. Did she do in The Post? She didn't even have anything to work with.
That's what I said. I was like, it was just bland for her. And I mean, I guess that was the character. She had a couple moments, but I was like, this is not the Meryl Streep I know.
No, it wasn't anything like that exciting.
Special.
Is Sally Hawkins actually mute?
No, she's not.
Okay, then she should win the fucking Oscar.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she's brilliant. She's brilliant in everything she does.
When someone plays disability believably, they should win something.
And this is the second time that she's played a disabled character as well. She also... No.
She's a go-to retard player in Hollywood.
Though I don't know, actually, do you know any actual mute people? Because I feel like...
Yes.
We don't have a realistic metric for...
I dated a girl who was deaf. So, there's that. As long as she can listen to this, right?
Wow.
She's great. She might win.
No, it'd be better if you had been deaf so you couldn't listen to her.
We would text at dinner. It was really cute. Margot Robbie also did a fucking incredible job with I, Tonya.
She did do a really good job.
Very hard role to play because you have to come off super fucking natural. And she did it in every way.
Well, and also you sort of have to sympathize with that person, too, to come off the way that she did.
Yes.
And most people would never sympathize with Tonya Harding.
Saoirse Ronan as well did a good job. Lady Bird just didn't really inspire me. It's more of like a comedy. It was a bit Little Miss Sunshiny.
Yeah, but she's a great actress.
Frances McDormand's a really great actress, and she was really, really great in this movie. But she didn't get... Actually, no, she did. She had a lot to breathe with, but she was a little one-note for the whole movie. And just for what Sally Hawkins went through, I think that she should. I think that's such a hard role, and I definitely think she should have got the Oscar.
Yeah, I would have picked Sally Hawkins. And then, I mean, Frances McDormand did a really good job. Mm-hmm. Like, you're right, but I would have. Sally Hawkins, for me, I think what she had to go through and work with and had to do and portray was a lot more challenge.
Yeah. And I would even say Margot Robbie, I wouldn't hate that either. She deserves something, she did really great.
She did, yeah.
In another year, really actually, did. This is probably one of the hardest categories this year because there's a lot of 4 strong contenders and Meryl Streep, which is always a strong contender because it's Meryl Streep.
Yeah. All but right. I'm glad she didn't win for this because she didn't deserve it over the other women.
Agreed.
And that's hurts me to say because I want to suck Meryl Streep's dick just like everyone else.
Me too.
All right. Actor in a supporting role. We have Willem Dafoe for The Florida Project. We have Woody Harrelson for Three Billboards. We have Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water. We have Christopher Plumy for All the Money in the World. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that movie. And then we have Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards.
Listen, I'll Christopher Plummer should have been not, he was only nominated because of the fucking controversy where he replaced what's his name.
Oh yeah, that's that movie.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Willem Dafoe did a very good job. From what I saw, I didn't see the whole movie. Why is Richard Jenkins nominated?
Because he's lovely.
He had four lines in the whole movie.
He does say supporting character.
Yes, yeah, barely, it's a supporting role. Barely. And I mean, his little dance was fucking adorable. Stupid. Okay?
Stupid.
I love Richard Jenkins, so you can go to hell.
His whole plot point was the fucking exact plot point from William H. Macy's plot point from Magnolia. He's an older man who gets braces and falls in love with a guy at a bar. I'm like, this is literally the exact same thing that fucking happens in Magnolia. It's ridiculous. He didn't do enough in that movie to deserve a nomination. It's actually insane.
You're a hater.
Sam Rockwell.
Good thing he didn't win.
Yeah. Sam Rockwell, Woody Harrelson, either could have won. I'm happy with either because they carried that movie.
Yeah. And I love Woody Harrelson and he's a great actor as well. But Sam Rockwell, in my opinion, because I've been aware of him for a long time, which not a lot of people are, because like he says, he does films that nobody watches, but I know like him from. I know him from theater.
Like so Iron Man 2.
That's right.
I think he's very deserving of it and he worked fucking hard. So I'm happy he won.
He might come back, man. He's fucking as Hammer. He'll come back in the Iron Man universe. Just watch. All right, next one.
Then we have actress in a supporting role. Ooh. Mary J. Blige for Mudbound.
Is that about black people?
Her first acting role ever. I have no idea. I just know it was her first acting role ever.
It sounds then we like have, a black bondage class.
It's I need in to
like
Louisiana.
Try and like go past you guys because you're always...
No, go ahead.
It what is idea. About black people.
You're so racist.
He was right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then we have Allison. Is it Janney? Is that how you say it? Janney for I, Tonya. Mm-hmm. We have Leslie Manville for Phantom Thread. We have Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird. And we have Octavia Spencer for The Shape of Water.
Once again, why the fuck is Octavia Spencer fucking nominated? She did nothing in that fucking movie. She had two lines. She hit a mop. That was her most significant fucking plot point.
It's a supporting role. What other female should have got the support?
There's tons of other movies that could have gotten.
No, I mean in The Shape of Water. But yeah, no, tons of other movies.
There's like a million other movies.
But in The Shape of Water, she's the only. Yeah, but Logan, like, it's a superhero movie. They fucking hate superhero movies.
Well, if they're going to do Get Out, maybe they'll go to Logan, too. Watch, I mean, if Black Panther came out a few months ago, it would have been nominated for a bunch of Oscars because he's black. Laurie Metcalf did a really good job in Lady Bird. Leslie Manville was okay in Phantom Thread. I didn't see Mudbound, but it's incredible for Mary J. Blige to be nominated. But
and she won an award, just not the Oscar.
I think the winner's clear, though. I mean, for sure. Janney, 100%. I, Tonya.
She was the same person. It was creepy.
Yeah.
Ooh, like was, that end scene with the fucking bird. I was like, what the fuck?
That blew my mind. Sure. Like these characters are so ridiculous, but they're real.
Yeah, like hands down, no question. Winner. Mm. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right. I know you do. You're, you know.
A fat piece of shit, say it.
Yeah. You're a fatty. It's okay, I am too. That's why we get along.
Oh, we are.
All right, so then we have animated feature film. We have Boss Baby, of course. The Breadwinner. I didn't even hear of that, but.
Because it's about Arabs.
Wow. Mm. Then we have Coco.
Yeah, Mexicans.
Ferdinand. And we have Loving Vincent.
Which is about Italians.
Isn't Boss Baby, like, bad?
Yeah, why the fuck was that nominated?
There wasn't really a lot
Captain
of...
Captain Underpants, if anything.
There wasn't a lot of animated feature films out this year that were any good, though. Like, that anybody heard of. It wasn't a very big year for animation. Yeah, for some reason. Bad. Did anyone else notice that?
Yeah, there wasn't anything really good.
I mean, I guess at least they didn't nominate the Emoji Movie.
Yeah, it could get worse.
But Coco won. That's pretty much the only one I've heard about aside from, well, I guess I heard about Ferdinand.
I've heard about a lot of them, but
There was Despicable Me 3. They could have nominated that.
I think they probably should have done Loving Vincent. What they got is like 20,000 artists to hand paint every single frame of this movie in the classical style.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking incredible. Yeah.
That's cool. I want to watch that then.
Yeah, I would say that should have won, but fuck the Oscars. All right, moving on. Yeah.
Coco touches feels.
Whatever.
All right, then we have cinematography.
Yeah.
So we have Blade Runner 2049. We have Darkest Hour. We have Dunkirk, Mudbound, and The Shape of Water.
The top three there, Blade Runner, Darkest Hour, and Dunkirk. Holy fuck. That is a hard pick. Blade Runner, I totally agree with it getting it. Easily one of the most gorgeous movies I saw, but like, goddamn, Darkest Hour looked good. Dunkirk looked fucking insane. There's some shots in Dunkirk that I was like, God damn it. Like,
yeah.
This has never been done before, and I've seen every war movie, you know?
Yeah. I haven't seen Blade Runner. I need to watch it.
It's really great. Lord. I really liked it. Shape of Water, though, also was a very, very pretty movie and super well shot. Really good sense of weight to like the scenes. And it felt real for a period piece, which is very difficult. But I totally get why Blade Runner got it. I mean, I would have loved it if Dunkirk got it, because Dunkirk was really a fun experience to watch.
Yeah, I heard it was very interesting to watch in theater.
Congratulations, Roger A. Deakins. You did a great job.
Yay. All right. I think costume design is pretty fucking obvious. Thing.
It's his 14th what? Academy Award nomination. He was nominated for Sicario, Unbroken, Prisoners, Skyfall, True Grit, The Reader, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, No Country for Old Men, The Man Who Wasn't There, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Fargo, and Shawshank Redemption. All those movies are the best movies. Those are all the best.
He has a lot of
ever.
Great movies. Yeah. Holy shit.
Fuck, all those movies look amazing. Fucking Skyfall and Sicario, Assassination, Jesse James, No Country for Old Men. Like, it's a fucking insane list. It's
damn.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
Make more.
Get Deakins.
Make more.
Can make more. All right. Now your favorite category.
No, I don't give a shit what people wear. I give a shit about the acting. I mean, costume design, it's pretty fucking obvious which one's going to win. We have Beauty and the Beast, Darkest Hour, Phantom Thread, The Shape of Water, and Victoria and Abdul.
Yeah, there's literally a movie about costume design. I think they won. Did they win?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now here's the big one for me.
Directing. All right, so we have Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk.
Ooh.
We have Jordan Peele for Get Out.
Ooh.
We have Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird.
Boo.
We have Paul Thomas Anderson for Phantom Thread.
Mm.
And we have Guillermo del Toro. Shape of Water.
Yeah, I was racist. Yeah, Shape of Water is
That was not. That's just what I always say.
Shape of Water is a fun, well-directed movie. Get Out should have won. Or Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Probably Dunkirk, probably the hardest to direct.
So I would say Dunkirk. So.
Why the fuck did Shape of Water win Best Directing? That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. God damn it. These people are assholes. Because
he needed to win one.
He won enough.
He hasn't won anything.
They usually give Best Picture and Best Directing, but it's so fucking frustrating. Christian Nolan's probably sitting there and be like, you guys picked the fish fucking movie? I lived on a beach for 9 months with real bombs going
off. Hasn't Nolan won something?
Yeah, but you know what? It should have been directing and Best Picture, because Dunkirk is probably the hardest movie to make of any, like, all these movies put together are probably easier to make than Dunkirk. And it got no love, which is bullshit. Let's move on. This one pisses me off.
You're really triggered by the Dunkirk.
Fuck you, Guillermo.
Are we going through documentary?
Yeah.
What is Abacus?
Yep. Small Enough to Jail.
Small Enough to Jail. Faces, Places. Icarus. Last Man in Aleppo. Aleppo and Strong Island.
I've seen three of these.
I haven't seen any of these.
I saw Last Men in Aleppo, Strong Island, and Icarus. All good movies. Strong Island is fucking tough to watch. Just a heads up.
What's it about?
It's a, here, I'll read you the synopsis. In 1992, William Ford Jr., a 24-year-old African-American man preparing to become a corrections officer, was shot and killed by a white mechanic during a dispute. The murder, for which the killer was never convicted, tore apart the Ford family, which still wrestles with their grief and anger decades later. Oh, that is oh man, it's tough.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
It's good. man, it's like a good version of Three Billboards.
Oh.
Because although there is no, but Icarus, holy shit, that movie fucked with me. I was like, God, is this real? Because it was pretty insane, like Russian spies and shit. And it was all happening like recently. It was really good. It's about the drug doping and how the people like Lance Armstrong was able to get past the WADA, World Anti-Doping Association tests, because of a government state-sponsored drug program for the Russian athletes, where they created systems to allow the athletes to cheat. And they went back and tested all their samples, and it turns out all of them but one have been cheating.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why the Russians were banned from the Olympics and stuff, was the revelations this guy gave out in this movie. And he's under protection from the Russian government. The Russian government have seized his family and assets and everything. So he's hiding out in America. Yeah, it's really good. It's an interesting documentary, so I definitely suggest you go on. Definitely check that out. Let's jump ahead to film editing.
All right. So for film editing, we have Baby Driver. Do you want me to read out the names as well?
No.
All right. Baby Driver, we have Dunkirk, we have I, Tonya, we have The Shape of Water, and we have Three Billboards.
Three Billboards is edited weird, but I guess it's like kind of artful, so I get that. Shape of Water mm-hmm. doesn't deserve any nominations. I, Tonya, the reason why that film is up there is because those shots where she's going from the locker room to the ice, and then it switches to the real figure skater with the green screen face, then back to her. Like, those are tough, and they look amazing.
Yeah, they were seamless.
Yeah. So it definitely deserves it. Dunkirk, I mean, obviously, probably one of the best edited films ever. And Baby Driver, that movie was incredible. I actually think that this is the one thing where I wouldn't have given it to Dunkirk. I would have given it to Baby Driver, because it was edited like a music video, and it was beautiful. Like, the entire, every action in the movie lines up to the songs that are playing in the background. It's such a cool, difficult concept, and relied heavily on the editing, and I really think it was a masterpiece in that regard. So, Baby Driver, you get my vote.
Wow, and that's like a category that Dunkirk actually won. Mm-hmm. You pick somebody else, you bastard.
Let's skip ahead now to the music.
Music original score. We have Hans Zimmer for always going to get nominated.
Dunkirk.
We have, I said Dunkirk.
You cut out.
Oh, your face cut out. Then we have Johnny Greenwood Wood for Phantom Thread. We have Alexandre Desplat for The Shape of Water. You're mean. We have John Williams for Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And we have Carter Burwell for Three Billboards.
Is Last Jedi actually original score? Because it's just the same score he's done.
Yeah, like for well, even the last movie had most of the overtures. But yeah,
if it's not broke, don't fix it.
I was real surprised I got fucking nominated. The guy who ended up winning, Alexander Desplat, for The Shape of Water, he had a really beautiful score in that movie and definitely added a ton to that film. He's also been nominated for Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Argo, King's Speech, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and The Queen. So he's a really good, subtle composer. He does really good background music for these films. And I think he did a really great job with Shape of Water. Actually, one of the better things about Shape of Water was its score. But why the fuck isn't Dunkirk winning?
Because it won the one category you didn't want it to win, you bastard.
Why is Star Wars nominated?
It's won two.
Cursed it.
Yeah. Too little. Right.
Too little.
It's actually three. I lied.
Let's just read off the winners for these next few. Let's jump ahead to production design.
All right. So you just want me to read the winner?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guessed it. The Shape of Water.
Should have. And let's say our alternate pick. I would have picked Blade Runner.
Oh, wouldn't have picked Dunkirk? Not I mean, I'd probably pick. I haven't seen Blade Runner, but I'd probably picked it.
I mean, like, it is a war movie. You have a lot of references. Let's be fair.
All the stuff is kind of lying around. Yeah, it's like old
stuff. Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead to sound editing.
All right. Just the winner was Dunkirk.
Who would you guys pick? I'd pick... Well, Dunkirk probably had the best audioscape of any movie I've ever seen. I would just say... Like, actually, I was listening to one of the old podcasts, and I even said, if you're blind, go watch this movie, because the audioscape is so gorgeous.
Oh.
But yeah, I would have given it to Baby Driver. Just once again, the editing was incredible.
Yeah, for me, I've only seen like two of these.
So. I've seen parts of Baby Driver, but I'd have to, well, just because the film editing, like, for Baby Driver is tied to the sound editing as well, right? Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's kind of the same award for them. All right, visual effects.
All right, so the winner for visual effects was Blade Runner.
Woo! Also nominated in the categories Guardians of the Galaxy, Kong, Star Wars, and War for the Planet of the Apes. It should have been War for the Planet of the Apes because there's barely any CG in Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah.
Very,
okay.
Very little. Like, very little.
All right, all right.
And War for the Planet of the Apes was the most stunning CG I've seen, most realistic CG I've seen. I'm fucking pissed that they didn't win. Because no one sees these movies. They don't appreciate them.
Yeah. All
right, next.
Writing adapted screenplay. I'm going to read them all off for this one. Call Me By Your Name, The Disaster Artist, Logan, Molly's Game, and Mudbound.
Why the pedophile?
Being the winner.
Why the pedophile one win?
Because everyone's into pedophiles right now. It's so annoying. I wish Disaster Artist or Logan won.
Yeah, I would agree. Molly's Game looks stupid, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch that one. I know it was up
there. I just don't give a shit about movies like that anymore.
Yeah, just, oh, Gary, another biopic. About someone
another woman getting back at the man.
I'm down for that, but I just
I am too if it's like good. I don't fucking care about your gambling bullshit.
Yeah, I just don't give a shit about gambling, I guess. Next one.
All right, writing original screenplay. We have The Big Sick, Get Out, Lady Bird, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards.
I'm surprised.
And Get Out won.
Yeah, that's awesome. Totally deserves it. I'm surprised The Big Sick wasn't nominated for more.
I know, that was a really good movie. A
fantastic film.
Fucking racist Oscars.
It's not a year for Indian people to win.
Okay, maybe that's next year. Right now, they're going to ease themselves in with Mexicans, and then they'll get to the Indians.
My gosh.
So that was it for this year's 90th Oscars. What'd you guys think?
Eh.
I honestly like don't give a shit about award shows. Like, to me, half the time the things like get nominated or win just are bullshit and I don't care. This year were actually movies that I would have watched, but most years it's just movies I don't give a shit about.
The only time I care really is Emmys, and only for their opening skit.
3, 2, 1.
We are so happy to be here, but our feet hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take my shoes off.
Girl, me too. I've been wearing these shoes since 11 o'clock this mm-hmm. morning. How long you been wearing your shoes?
Since the Critics' Choice Awards.
Oh. Well, I got blisters bubbling up on the bottom of my foot.
Girl, my pinky toe fell off.
Oh.
Who's Tiffany Haddish?
Just watch.
We are so happy to be here, but a little nervous too, because a few years ago, people were saying that Oscars were so white. And since then, some real progress has been made.
Mm-hmm. But when we came out together, we know some of you were thinking, are the Oscars too black now?
But we just want to say, don't worry. There are so many more white people to come to.
Mm-hmm. So many. We just came from backstage, and there are tons of them back there.
Tons of them.
And not just movie stars, there are white people walking around with headsets, yep. White people with clipboards.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm personally not a fan of white people with clipboards because I'm always wondering, what are they writing down about me?
Oh, yeah, when they're like, I'm sorry, you're not on the list. And they didn't check all the pages. I'm like, hey, white dude with the clipboard, check all the pages.
Ooh, and what about when they on a headset and you're like, who are they talking to?
Oh, yeah.
So hold on one second.
Are you talking to me? One moment. Oh, you're not talking to me. Oh, you want me to wait? I'm sorry?
Okay, Kim. Hold on. Okay, Kim.
Who's Kim?
I don't know, but it feels like I'm in a department store.
Yeah.
They did great.
Yeah. That was fun.
Tiffany Haddish is a comedian.
Guys, she, enough about she our was in the movie
Keanu.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu! Yeah,
it was great. She is very funny. She started doing stand-up on a podcast called Kill Tony way back in the day, and they're like, this girl's gonna be a star, just watch her. And then she became a star. It was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was cool to see her. I wanted to watch that clip because I'm a huge fan of Tiffany Haddish. I liked what she's doing. I liked her stand-up. It was cool to see her there, and I wanted to give her some love. But these clips are shit, and they've cut it down so low that none of the interesting moments are online, and if they are, they're cut up to fuck. So Fuck you, ABC. I gave it a shot. I wanted to watch clips, but fuck your ruined dumb everything. Ceremony. How long were the Oscars this year? 19 hours?
What's that?
How long are the Oscars?
5 hours.
Is that true? It's fucking 5 hours.
No. Feels like 5 hours.
Yeah, I guess so. I
think it's like 3?
Yeah, and I think like the carpet shit's a half hour before or something.
3 hours, 53 minutes. It's 4.
Oh my god, I was so close!
That's pretty amazing, yeah.
that's long.
Yeah, it is really long.
No wonder I don't watch award shows.
Yeah, what happens during all of it? Like, is just these all...
You wouldn't know, you black out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it seems like that's too long of a runtime just to read some awards and then
That's why people hate
the winners come up on stage and say a speech and cry.
There's a way faster way to do this.
There's commercials.
Yeah, and a ton of walking on and off stage. Who do you think was the most honored person at the Oscars? Who's had the most nominations and wins?
Me.
Aside from yourself.
Most Oscars and nominations?
Mm-hmm.
Like period?
Mm-hmm.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Robert Redford.
Got a lot of nominations for Secondhand Lions.
Does Spielberg win Oscars?
He does. Kayla, what would be your guess?
I don't know. I don't watch
the winner is Walt Disney.
Oh.
That's a trick.
Why is that a trick?
I was thinking of a person.
A person.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's like.
Like, are you counting just the person, or are you counting also the company?
No, I'm counting the guy who made, like, Beauty and the Beast and shit while he was still alive.
So he's actually. Okay.
Yeah. Did he die? Let's look.
I was thinking
1983 or something like that, which is like 7 years before fucking Beauty and the Beast came out.
He died in 1966. You're full of shit.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
Was his son the one that died in the 90s then?
Everybody did.
He had a son? Let's look. Relatives. See Disney family. Oh, is this going to link me to the mafia?
The Disney family is actually secretly the mob. They all wear like mouse ears before they kill you.
Children of Walt Disney.
While you're doing that, I'll read off some more facts. John Williams is the most nominated living person with 50 nominations. Meryl Streep is the most nominated performer with 21 nominations.
Catherine Hepburn won 4 awards.
She did. Jack Nicholson is the most nominated male performer with 12 nominations. Wait, Meryl Streep has 21 and the closest man has 12? I smell some fucking hypocrisy. Daniel Day-Lewis is the only person to have 3 Best Actor Oscars.
Did win this time, you fucker.
Tatum O'Neal is the youngest person to ever win an Oscar at 10 years of age.
Ooh, whoa.
This is interesting. Only 3 films have won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Writing. In 1934, it was It Happened One Night, great film. 1975, one of my favorite movies, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And in 1991, one of the greatest movies ever made, The Silence of the Lambs. Very interesting. No film has ever got all top 6 prizes, which is Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Supporting Actor, and Supporting Actress yet.
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, no, never mind.
Do you know what the first
looking at different awards.
The first Best Picture award went to Wings. The tickets for the first Oscars were $5 to the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. There's one thing I want to talk about. I remember it now. The in memoriam section is usually my favorite because I love seeing people die. But sometimes I watch it because I care about the people that be in there. And this year I did. I wanted to see Adam West in there, finally get his due. A guy who had a short career as Batman, tried to live off that, could not get work as an actor because he was typecast as Batman. Since then, and was so desperate to put food on the table for his family, would do cheap stunts at car dealerships in the Batman outfit for money, end up permanently injuring his back when the at a car dealership where they had him do a stunt where he drove through a window or something, and they didn't properly secure it because it was low budget, and he ended up permanently injuring himself. So, and he did it all because he just loved his kids. You know, he kept hustling, going out there, doing those Comic Cons and signing autographs and being Batman, although he was so fucking over it over and over again, just to appease his kids. He's a really great person. He deserved to be honored. And it's a goddamn shame that he wasn't.
Do they do that for the Emmys? Do they have in memoriam for the Emmys?
I believe they do, yeah.
Then he'll probably be on there because they probably consider him more of a television actor than a film actor.
Yeah, but they've done that before for TV actors. Like when Luke Perry died. He's not dead.
He's not dead yet.
I'm sorry if I wasn't very funny this episode. I feel like I let everyone down.
You're all right.
I gave good information, though.
You did. You were like Mr. Facts.
You were a fantastic host.
No, I wasn't.
You're amazing.
No.
But now you have to find a way to end it. What will be your final words on the Oscars?
People won things and people didn't, and everybody's gonna forget about it in a month.
That's all that we have for this week in Rafflecast. Thank you so much for listening. I've been your guest contributor, Achilles. Our host, Kayla Quinn. Thank you very much. You did a fantastic job. You're lovely.
Pew pew.
Round of applause. And our either future or super future or super past robot engineer Ray. Thank you for being here and for missing the first category. Come out.
And thank you for not blacking out.
So now we got to determine for next year's Oscars. Starting now, you start making our lists. But as we can see from these films, most of them don't come out until right at the end of the year. So it's a little bit weird because, like, you can't really start watching Oscar movies for next year until, you know, next year. Because it all came out at the end of the year. But that's okay. Do you guys have any picks that might show up on the Best Picture Awards coming up for this coming year?
Best Picture, let's see, 2018.
In Black Nepal. Panther.
Black Whee! Panther. That'd be hilarious if they actually got it.
That'd be awesome. Marvel Maybe. Movie making it. Let's do it. Make Marvel great again.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing if they did.
Let's see. I want to say Annihilation might win something.
I didn't really get a lot of love, though.
I'm not saying Best Picture, just something.
I think Alita Battle Angel will win for CG. And that's the only one I can really guess so far. You got a long year to go. And I actually just watched, quick movie review.
Ocean's 8. Ocean's 8 will win Best Picture, I feel.
I hope A Quiet Place gets nominated for stuff if it's good.
Yeah, because that looks really fucking cool. Yeah, Kayla, what movie did you see tonight?
The Post.
Okay, that's what you guys
were. I thought you did that on purpose.
I did too. I thought that was you laughing at me.
No, I muted the recording. No one knows how you're laughing.
They're all realizing I'm crazy. And
what did you think
point,
about The Post?
I mean, it was all right. It was a good movie. I mean, it wasn't amazing. There was nothing that I was just like, oh, I'm inspired to write film now, which is what I decide a movie is good if it makes me inspired to act or write.
Right.
It's selfish reasons. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But you know, like I don't know. I found a lot of the characters and it just super bland and it kind of made me sad.
Yeah. It was a boring fucking movie.
Yeah. Like my favorite part was when they were showing them like making all the stuff, all the letters to make the paper. I was like, that's so fucking cool. Yeah. Other than that, I was like, meh.
That probably was the most interesting. It's funny because they describe this movie as like a political thriller and it's just really not this.
Yeah, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was all right. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. And I mean,
Bob Odenkirk and Sarah Paulson.
Yeah.
They're cool.
And well, Bob Odenkirk is good in anything.
He's awesome.
Alison Brie was in it, so I had my eye candy.
Yeah, so would you recommend people go watch this movie?
I mean, if you wait for it to come out on DVD, it's okay.
Okay.
What's a DVD?
Yeah, if it's a DVD.
Sorry.
I saw Game Night, which is
a How was it?
Comedy starring Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams. It was really good. I was surprised, actually.
Was it? I love Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, it was like, I don't usually love these types of comedies. They're usually all fucking boring and bland, but this one's really fun. And I was with my buddy and stuff, so we might have just had a good time hanging out. But like, we actually missed the first 5 minutes of the movie. But like even then, the movie, we were laughing. It was like some pretty crazy parts happened to it. And it's pretty interesting. So I actually recommend going out to watch this one. It's a fun date movie. I think you'll have a good time. And yeah, it's a little silly, jumps the shark, but I like it.
I always have a good time when I go on a date with myself, so.
But for like a $30 million comedy, like it's really fucking spectacular, actually. So
sweet.
Yeah, definitely worth watching. That's my watch recommendation this week. Killa, what will be yours?
Honestly, I haven't watched anything. I was in Jamaica.
Watch some Jamaican porn. How about you, Ray?
I got nothing.
Again, that does not compute. Okay, so this week, homework's easy this week. Just go see game night. That's it.
And figure out something to recommend people next week. That's your homework.
I'm at Achilles. The gentleman to my right is at Summon Rider, and she is at Kayla Quinn 09. We are Rafflecast. And until next time, we remain podcasting.